Thanks for calling Customer Service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just received my credit card balance and I see a fraud charge from you on the 4th of June for $99.99.
What's the zip code?
Pardon me?
What's your zip code?
My phone number?
No, what is your zip code?
I don't understand.
What is your zip code?
Zip code is 85206.
What's your first and last name?
First name is Robert. Last name is Kernagis. K-E-R-N-A-G-I-S.
And can you verify your address?
1695 Leisure World in Mesa, Arizona, 85206.
And you said the amount was $99.97?
Yes, and then there was another one, a different number, but I believe it's the same company. It was for $109.97 on the same date.
Okay, you purchased some pump pills. You purchased the, are you familiar with purchasing the Elite Edge pills?
I did not purchase anything, honey. I purchased something on the 28th. It was just a postage charge only. And then 6 days later, you charged me for those charges, which I did not ever receive and not ever buy. They were automatic charges that you put on me.
Okay, so you saying that you know, so you saying you didn't make a purchase to receive some Rise pills?
No, they're not.
Okay, have you received any of these products?
I received the product from the 28th of May for five.
Okay, and it was some pills.
Pardon me?
Was they some pills that you purchased?
Were they what?
Were they some pills? They for muscle growth?
There were some pills, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which one? Was it the pump or the Rise?
I think it was the Rise.
Okay, so when you did make that purchase, and which you never did call in to have the account counsel, it charged you
I did not make the purchase for on the 4th of June. I made the one on the 28th was just a free one for $5.97.
That was for the shipping and handling.
I did not sign for anything to come after that.
Okay.
Nor did I receive anything.
You were supposed to call in and tell them that you wanted to cancel the account. So due to you not calling in.
No, I did not sign on that. I did not sign. I did not accept that.
Okay, well, sir, you're not going to understand if you're going to overtalk me. So you won't understand why you're being charged the full price. Now, when you made this account and you made that purchase, you had a trial. It was a 7-day trial. You were supposed to call. Well, actually, it was a 14-day trial. You were supposed to call in and cancel it.
No, on the account, I have to accept it. I did not sign it or accept it.
You did accept it when you made the account. So you, when you made the account and you made the purchase.
No. Well, I'm going to file a fraud charge unless you get that back to me.
Okay, it won't be no full refund because you have already received the product.
I did not receive the product. I received the initial product. I did not receive anything after that, nor do I want.
Okay,
to.
So you did receive the sample bottle. You received the first bottle. You just said you received the Rise pills. That was the first sample bottle.
Yes, that was the sample bottle. Exactly, a sample bottle. That's it. I did not receive anything after that. I did not want to receive anything after that, period.
Okay, well, so you had this account over a month and a half. So the only thing I can do for you is a 35% refund on both charges. because it won't be no full refund because you had already received one product in the account.
I want a refund on both charges. I do not get my billing until yesterday, so how can I detect whether or not
because you had the account you had the account ever since April. Not April, but May the 28th, and you had a 7-day trial. So within that 7-day trial, you were supposed to call in. After you did receive the product, you still could have called in and let us know that you wanted to go ahead and cancel the account, so that way you won't be charged with anything else in the future. Due to no call, it was going to charge you the full amount of those products, and that's what it did. It charged you the full amount of those two different products.
I did not receive the product after the sample. I did not want anything after the sample because the sample was ridiculous. It does absolutely nothing. I would not have bought it anyway. I did not sign that I would go for a 7-day thing. I did a sample. That's it. So I want a full refund, or I will report it as a fraudulent charge, period. So you have that option. You want me to report it? My credit card company said they'd take it away from you. Then they would report it to the feds as a fraudulent charge. You make a choice. I've made mine.
I made mine too, dear, sir.
Well, yes or no?
Okay, sir. I'm working on the account. Just give me time. Do not rush me.
You want the number on the account?
No, I don't want nothing, sir. I just need you to hold on for one moment. Let me see what my supervisor had to say about this.
Okay, I'll call it in. I'll shop my city card and call it in for him. Tell him I talked to you. What was your name? What was your name? Are you still there?
I'm working on the account, sir. Can you please just give me one moment?
Okay.
Okay, so I did issue the 2-4 refund. I also canceled the account. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, does that cover both products?
Sir?
Yes, does that cover both
products? I already issued your full refund for both charges.
Okay, and that's for the $99.97 and the $109.97, correct?
Yep, is there anything else I can help you with?
All right, thank you, and you have a good day, and I'm looking for that
you
charge.
You do the same thing.
Well, you have a good day, honey. I'm sorry you have that job. I would like to hire you and pay you double for what you do. I know you have a difficult job. I know that you have many calls that come in, and your company needs to change what it does, to be honest with the client. Thank you. You have a good day.